Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Canary Islands Day. Monday, the 30th of May, is a day for all Canarians and all those who love the Canary Islands to be proud. Proud of our beautiful islands, our rich heritage, the way of life and the enjoyment that they give to so many people. This is the day when the Canary Islands, a Spanish autonomous community, became integrated into the European Union as a peripheral territory, deserving of preferential treatment. It marks the anniversary of the Autonomous Canary Islands Parliament's first session, which took place on the 30th of May 1983. The Canary Islands are a long way away from the Spanish Peninsula, yet are very much part of Spain and also part of Europe. It's easy to forget that Gran Canaria is at the southernmost tip of Europe, and our closest neighbours are those parts of Africa with a more European outlook. The islands are a bridge between Africa and Europe with a strong link to parts of America. It's worth remembering that America opened its doors wide for thousands of Canary Islanders who crossed the Atlantic in times of hardship, looking for a better future. Many have since returned with their children and grandchildren. Europeans, Africans and Americans meet in the Canary Islands, a true intercultural link and an open, welcoming land for the millions of tourists who come to discover the beauty of these islands each year. Many cultural activities and celebrations are arranged for Canary Islands Day each year. Schools make a special point of teaching children about the rich history and culture of the Canary Islands and organise parties and events for children in the days before the special day. Many people hold private parties at home or in restaurants on the evening of May the 29th. It's a time for great celebration and joy. Now for the history and geography lessons. The Canary Islands consist of seven inhabited islands off the coast of Africa, which are Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura, Lanzarote, Tenerife, El Hierro, La Palma and La Gomera. There's also a group of tiny islands of La Graciosa, Alegranza, Montana Clara, Roque de Este and Roque del Oste. Although these islands form an autonomous community with Spain, they are closer to Morocco and the Western Sahara. The Romans too were aware of the Canary Islands, but they remained independent until the Spanish invasion of the islands in 1402, when the islands became part of the Kingdom of Castile in 1495. This is a day when we celebrate with pride and wish to share just a taste of these wonderful islands with our visitors, as well as those who live and work here. If you've never visited us, maybe one day you should. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.